At least 11 patients in intensive care have died at Tirupati's Ruya Hospital following disruption of the oxygen supply. COVID panic in a Bihar town as bodies wash up on the banks of the Ganga. Local administration believes the bodies floated down from UP and belong to COVID patients. From today, Kerala will no longer supply 40 metric ton of oxygen to Tamil Nadu. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan says the state needs all the supplies as cases are rising. India runs short of vaccines. There's chaos at centres across the country. Vaccination is down by 66% in 24 hours and people say it's impossible to get vaccination slots online. Maharashtra Minister Aditya Thackeray says the state is set to import vaccines and that Mumbai can be fully vaccinated in a few weeks. The Delhi High Court will take up for early hearing today a petition seeking to stop construction work relating to the Central Vista project in view of the spike in COVID cases. The World Health Organization classifies the highly contagious COVID variant spreading in India as a variant of concern, indicating it's becoming a global health threat. In the US, authorization to the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds amid a push to get more shots into American arms. And a mask vending machine at Chennai bus terminus. A drop of 5 rupee coin, get a mask. Now, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has written to the Prime Minister saying that his state cannot spare any further oxygen as they have already supplied their buffer stock to neighbouring states and are left with just 86 metric ton of buffer. The state, he wrote, will not allow 40 metric tons of oxygen to Tamil Nadu till May 10th, going by the May 6th decision of the Central Committee of Oxygen Allocation. That means they will now stop providing that oxygen. In fact, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin had on May 7th written to the centre asking for the orders for the allocation of 40 metric ton of oxygen from INX Kanjigod for Tamil Nadu. Well, let's go across to Sam Daniel now for more. And Sam, this announcement by Kerala, you know, it's going to directly impact Tamil Nadu as all states are scrambling for an oxygen supply.
That's what authorities in Tamil Nadu say, Gargi, that this could affect supply of oxygen to the western districts in Tamil Nadu, including Coimbatore, Salem and a few other districts, and we are looking at options available. They also want the centre to centrally fix this issue, issue circulars to all the states to ensure they abide by the system agreed to earlier. At the moment, Tamil Nadu authorities are also contemplating whether they have to stop supply to neighbouring Andhra Pradesh. At the moment, they supply 35 metric tons to Andhra and Telangana. That's one possibility they're looking at to make sure Tamil Nadu would have enough supplies. At the moment, although Tamil Nadu requires around 440 metric tons of oxygen, authorities say the central government is supplying only 419, and Kerala's decision could actually hit this further. And at the moment, they also, in terms of the projections, look at the demand for 840 metric tons of oxygen as more and more people who test positive continue to require oxygen. And that's why the state is desperately trying to send an SOS. In the course of the day, we may have some clarity. But already, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin had written to the Prime Minister, besides talking to him on the phone, asking for the need to hike Tamil Nadu's quota of supply, also pointing out the fact that 13 people, patients, had died in a hospital in Chengalpattu a few days ago, allegedly due to short supply of oxygen.